Daf Mem Dalet. The Mishnah says that if someone's eating a salty food and he's eating bread, then the bracha on the salty food will cover the bread. Similarly, anytime you have an ikker and a tefel, a food that there's a primary food and a secondary food, the bracha on the ikker, the primary food, will cover the tefel. The Gemara says, what do you mean that a salted food can be the primary food over a bread? How does that make any sense? Rashi answers, it's where you're eating the exceptionally sweet fruits from Ginosar, and since they were so sweet, they needed salt to mitigate the fruit, and since these fruits are so good, they are considered ikker, primary, over the bread. Rabbi Bar Chana says that when we went with Rabbi Yochanan to Ginosar, we would bring back 1,000 fruits, no matter how many people we were, whether we were 10 or 100 of us, we would all bring back either 100 per 10 or 10 for all 100 of us. We'd make sure to bring back 1,000, and they were very large. They were 100 of them would fill up a basket that was 3 sa'ah, meaning basically that every 100 weighed like 132 eggs. Rabbi Yochanan said that he would swear that they're so delicious that no matter how full he was, he always had room for more. Rabbi Abou would eat these fruits until his pores would ooze the oils of these fatty fruits so much that a fly would slip off his forehead. Rav Ami and Rav Asi would eat it until their hair fell out. Reish Lakish would eat it until he became delirious, and Rabbi Yochanan would have to tell Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who'd send troops to escort him back to his home. I'm guessing because Reish Lakish is like a very, very strong guy. Rav Dimi says that King Yanai had a city in Eretz Yisrael that it needed 600,000 bowls of tuna to feed the fig pickers every week because they had so many figs. Ravin said that King Yanai has a tree that it would bring down 40 sa'ah of pigeons per month. Rabbi Yitzchak said that there was a city called Gofnis, and in it there were 80 pairs of Kohen brothers who married 80 pairs of Kohen sisters. And the rabbis couldn't find anything like this except the daughters of Rav Chista, who were Kohanot. Who married the brothers of Rami Bar Chama and Mar Ukva Bar Chama, except though these two sisters were both the daughters of a Kohen, these two brothers were not Kohanim. Rav says that a meal without salt is not considered a meal. Rabbi Yochanan says that a meal without soup is not considered a meal. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says that on grapes, figs, and pomegranates, you would have to bench. The Chacham say you say an Alamichia, and Rabbi Akiva says even if you have a cooked vegetable as your sustenance, you would have to bench. If you drink water to quench your thirst, you would say a shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon says no, you'd say a berei nefashos as your bracha rishona. The Gemara asks, what's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel that you would bench on v'shiv aminim? And basically he says, he quotes the Pesukim, that the Pesuk talks about the Shiva Minim, and then the next Pesuk says, the land which you eat bread, and then the next Pesuk says, V'achalta v'savata v'verachta, which is the source for benching, and Rabbi Gamliel holds that that source for benching is going on the foods of the previous two, both bread and the Shiva Minim. However, the Chacham say, no, the middle Pesuk, which is talking about bread, interrupts it, and it's saying, only on bread do you have to bench. Rabbi Gamliel agrees that the middle Pesuk is coming to interrupt and exclude something, but he says that it's coming to exclude benching on eating kernels, raw kernels of wheat. Rabbi Chanina says that the five species of grain are mizonos, and you would say an alamicha afterward, which is going like the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that the Shiva Minim are Merei Priya Eitz, and you would say an alamicha after, again, going like the Chachamim. Abaye asks Rav Dimi, what is the actual text of the Alamichya Bracha? And Rav Dimi quotes him the Alamichya for the fruits of the Shiva Minim and for grains. And so then we asked, how do we conclude it, though, for fruits? Because we know that on Rosh Chodesh Musaf, Rav would conclude the Bracha as saying, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. However, by fruits, would we similarly say, Ala Aretz v'Ala Peros? So Rav Chista says, you say ala aretz v'al perosel, on the land and on its fruits. Rabbi Yochanan says, you say ala aretz v'al ha-peros, on the land and the fruits. Rav Aram says, they're not arguing. Perosel, its fruits, is talking about for Bavel, and ha-peros, the fruits, is talking about what people in Eretz Yisrael say. Rav Nachman says, no, that doesn't make sense, that in Eretz Yisrael they're going to eat the fruits, and in Bavel they're going to say the brach on them, because in Bavel they're going to bless the land on its fruits. No, it shouldn't make sense. Rather, you should switch them. Rabbi Chista is saying that for Bavel, they say al ha-peros, on the fruits. And Rabbi Yochanan is talking about for Eretz Yisrael, they say al perosah, on Eretz Yisrael, on its fruits, which makes more sense. Rav says that eggs and meat require a shahakal and a borei nefashos. However, for vegetables, you would not say borei nefashos. Rabbi Yitzchak says, even for vegetables, you would say borei nefashos, but not for water. And Rav Papa says, even for water, you would say borei nefashos. Marzutra did like Rav, that he would say it on eggs and meat. Rav Shimi bar Ashi did like Rabbi Yitzchak, that he would say it on vegetables but not water, and Rav Ashi did like all three, meaning he did it even for water, vegetables, and eggs and meat. But we have a Mishnah that says that anything that needs a bracha after needs a bracha before. However, there is something that needs a bracha before and not a bracha after. So this makes sense for Rav and Rav Yitzchak, because it's saying that vegetables and water need a bracha before but not after. However, what's it coming to exclude for Rav Papa? And Rav Papa would answer that there's no bracha achrona on a mitzvah. You only say a bracha before. However, for Eretz Yisrael, where they say a bracha after they take off their tefillin, for them it would be excluding, it can't exclude mitzvahs like Rav Papa says, so for them it's excluding smells. That you say a bracha rishona for smells but not a bracha afterwards. Rebbe says that an egg is healthier than any food which is the same size as that egg. Ravin says a lightly roasted egg is healthier than 36 eggs worth of fine flour. Rav Dimi adds on to that and says a roasted egg is better than 24 eggs of fine flour, and a boiled egg is better than any food which is the same size as that egg, except for meat. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah had said that if you're having a vegetable for sustenance, you would say you would bench on it. But when do you possibly eat a vegetable for sustenance? Rav Ashi answers, for cabbage, we know cabbage is a sustenance. And we quote a brisa which proves that cabbage is sustenance. So it says, spleen meat is good for your teeth, but not for your intestines. So what should you do? Mar says you should chew the meat so that you get it on your teeth, but you shouldn't swallow it because it's bad for your intestines. Leeks have the opposite problem, that they're good for your intestines, but not for your teeth. So you should cook them until they're soft, and then you should swallow them without chewing, so you only get them on your intestines. Raw vegetables pale your countenance. Rabbi Yitzchak says when you eat the raw vegetables, your first meal after bloodletting. Rabbi Yitzchak says that you shouldn't speak with someone who's eaten raw vegetables within the first 4 hours of the day because we're worried about bad breath. Rabbi Yitzchak also says that it's usher to eat raw vegetables within the first 4 hours of the day. So Amemar and Rav Ashi and Marzutra were all together, and Amemar and Rav Ashi were eating raw vegetables within the first 4 hours of the day. However, Marzutra didn't. And they said, well, you clearly hold like Rabbi Yitzchak that you can't talk to people, but you're talking to us, and we ate raw vegetables within 4 hours of the day. And Marzutra answered, no, I hold like Rabbi Yitzchak that you can't eat them yourself, but I don't agree with him that you can't talk to someone who has eaten them within the first 4 hours of the day. Next clause in the Braisa says that anything eaten not fully grown impedes growth. Rav Chisda says this even applies to a baby kid like a lamb who's so fat that he's worth a zuz, but since he hasn't reached his full growth, he would still impede your growth. We say this is only talking about an animal that has not reached a quarter of its full size, otherwise it's fine. The next clause is that all life revitalizes life. Rav Papa says even the Gildani fish, which are tiny even when they're fully grown. Next clause is that all that is near to life revitalizes life. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that's talking about the throat, and that's why Rava would always ask his servant to go buy him throat meat. So, and the reason we brought this brisa down is because it says that cabbage is sustenance while leeks are healthy. And we asked, is this to say that cabbages are not healthy? We know a brisa that says that there are six things that cure a person permanently. Cabbage, beets, water of dry pennyroyal, maw, womb, and diaphragm. So we said, no, what the brisa means to say is that cabbage is healthy and it also provides sustenance. The next thing is that we said it's bad to eat turnips. However, Rava would always tell his servant to go buy him turnips. So how does that make sense? My answer is that it's good when you cook them with meat. However, it's not good to eat turnips when you don't cook them with meat. Rava says it's only bad for you if you don't drink wine afterwards. Similarly, Rav says that it's okay to eat turnips if you cook them with meat. Shmuel says that it's okay when you cook them a lot and they're very cooked. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's okay if you drink wine afterwards. Rava said to Rav Papa, so we're able to weaken our turnips with meat and wine, but you beer drinkers, you don't have wine, so what do you weaken your turnips with? Rav Papa answers that he cooks them, that they cook them for a very long time, which is what Rav Papa's wife did. She would always cook them for a very long time. We have a brisa that says that if you're eating small salted fish, there are times when this salted fish can kill you on the 7th, 17th, 27th, and some say the 23rd day after you have salted the fish. However, this is only when it's halfway roasted. If it's fully roasted, it's fine. And even if it's halfway roasted, if you drink beer afterwards, it's fine. The Mishnah said that you're drinking water to quench your thirst. So why does it say to quench your thirst? Why can't it just say when you're drinking water? Rav Edi bar Avin answers that if a person is drinking water to get like some food that's stuck in his throat to dislodge it, then he would not say a shahakol. We talked about in our Mishnah, it said, you say a buri nefashos before you drink water. So Rabbi Bar Barchana asks Abaye, what is the halacha? Do we say a shahakol or buri nefashos? Abaye says, go look and see what people are doing. Obviously, we say a shahakol and then a buri nefashos afterwards. Hadron Allah, Ketzad Mivarchim, Shkayach to everyone on finishing the sixth parak. We'll pick up with the seventh parak tomorrow. Shkayach.